With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Millions of older and otherwise vulnerable Americans, those who receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine, will be eligible for a booster shot.
Late Thursday night, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky signed off on a series of recommendations from a panel of advisors. The advisors said boosters should be given to people 65 and older, nursing home residents, and those ages 50 to 64 who have risky underlying health problems. The extra dose would be given once they are at least 6 months past their last Pfizer shot. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A migrant camp beneath a bridge in Del Rio, Texas, and was home to almost 15,000 Haitians just days ago, is now much smaller. Roughly 3,000 people remain in that camp. Also at SRNnews.com, a House committee investigating the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot has subpoenaed four of former President Trump's advisors and associates. Subpoenas going out to ex-White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, former Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, Pentagon official Kash Patel, and ex-Trump advisor Steve Bannon. Nothing yet on a motive for yesterday's shootings at a Kroger supermarket in suburban Memphis. One person was killed. Collierville, Tennessee, Police Chief Dale Lane says at least a dozen other people were injured.
Y'all continue to pray. We don't want there to be any more loss of life.
Lane, speaking with WMC-TV, the gunman was found dead, apparently took his own life. Gabby Petito's boyfriend indicted for unauthorized use of a debit card. An arrest warrant has been issued for Brian Laundrie, who's the subject of a search in a Florida nature reserve. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are in the red. Dow futures down 123 points. NASDAQ futures 91 points lower. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Johnson. A lawsuit filed by a group of parents against Episcopal School of Jacksonville regarding face masks has been permanently dismissed. Last month, at least 10 parents said the school's COVID-19 policy requiring unvaccinated students to wear masks usurped Governor DeSantis's Parents' Bill of Rights, banning universal mask mandates and COVID-19 harassment, a term used to define special treatment against a student in connection to rules on masking, testing, and quarantining. However, a Duval County Circuit Court judge agreed with attorneys representing the school that the Parents' Bill of Rights doesn't impact or represent private schools' policies. A heavy police presence overnight in Nassau County after a barrage of gunfire was heard around 2:45 this morning. Sam is now a hurricane. The storm is currently less than 1,500 miles east-southeast of the northern Leeward Islands. Top winds are at 75 miles an hour. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone?
Do flowers have best friends?
I don't know.
Hey, look.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Lawyer, author, host of Life, Liberty, and Levin on Fox News, Mark Levin is here every weekday evening from 6 till 9 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Slow traffic on 295 headed south. It's right between Monument Road and a bit before Alden. You're going to add an extra 8 minutes there. And light traffic on I-10 headed east. It's right between Nelson Street and a little past Lane Avenue. Add an extra 7 minutes there. If you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 84. Right now it's 65 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Subpoenas are being issued to former Trump officials by the committee investigating the January 6 riots. A brand new Fox News poll shows that 65% favor keeping Roe v. Wade. And with Democrats still trying to reach a deal on some spending items, the White House Budget Office now tells federal agencies to start preparing for a possible government shutdown.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
WBOB.
So we got another hour ready to go. For those of you that want to watch us live on the air, you just go to Facebook.com, type in where it says Ed and Roger, the morning show. We'll be glad to. In fact, I'm interacting with several of you out there. Some of you I'm trying not to interact, but it's okay. It's a kind of addicting, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, addicting for you to talk to me and Raj. But anyway, I kid when I say that. All the way with you to 9 a.m. It's Ed and Roger right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Yesterday, the White House Budget Office told federal agencies to prepare for a possible government shutdown as the Democrats in Congress still can't reach an agreement on a must-pass spending bill.
Democratic leaders feeling the pressure, trying to show they are making progress on President Biden's domestic agenda. So progress on how to pay for the bill, but no agreement on how much it will cost. And that's the real sticking point. Progressives want $3.5 trillion for everything from childcare to fighting climate change. Progressives are now threatening to tank the bipartisan infrastructure bill unless they get what they want in a larger deal. Progressives say it's both bills or no bill, turning up the heat on Speaker Pelosi.
From ABC News, that's Rachel Scott. The committee that's investigating the January 6th riots has now issued subpoenas to some of the former member of the Trump administration.
Former Trump administration officials issued subpoenas to appear before the committee investigating the January 6th riot.
Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has been issued a subpoena by the House Select Committee investigating January 6th. Former Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, former Defense Department official Kash Patel, and former White House advisor Stephen Bannon are also being instructed to produce materials and appear at depositions next month. Committee members have indicated they want to know more about meetings with former President Trump in the days leading up to the violent Capitol breach that disrupted the counting of the Electoral College. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A brand new Fox News poll shows that a record 65% favor keeping the current abortion law in effect of Roe versus Wade. For the first time ever, 53% of Republicans support keeping Roe versus Wade in, as of law. Fox News legal correspondent Shannon Bream says this is going to be a hot issue as the Supreme Court plans to hear it this December.
I think it doesn't mean that abortion in this country would go away, access to abortion. I do think there could be more limits. I think now we're having these different conversations because viability is changing. I mean, science and technology and medicine is making it so that babies as early as 21 weeks into a pregnancy actually can survive in some cases. Viability is kind of viewed as 23, 24 weeks for, you know, a broader set of cases. So I think because so much has changed since Roe in 1973, that question about viability.
She says it's going to be mostly based on viability. She says she does not expect the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Roe versus Wade. As the U.S. Supreme Court plans to start convening beginning of next month, another hot issue, both sides of this debate on the gun topic. Pro-gun control advocates, hopefully they will have a win. According to Reuters News, is a big case from New York that will hit the high court of dealing with, are you able to carry your gun outside of your home?
The U.S. Supreme Court stepped back into the heated debate over gun rights, agreeing to hear a challenge backed by the National Rifle Association to New York State's restrictions on people carrying concealed handguns in public. Lower courts rejected the argument made by two gun owners and the NRA's New York affiliate that the restrictions violated the Constitution's Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The Supreme Court will hear the appeal next term. The case could lead to the most consequential ruling on the scope of the Second Amendment in more than a decade.
On the issue of education, it could be because of COVID protocol, it could be because of mask wearing mandates, grades, culture, discipline, but more than nearly half decade have they not seen the biggest increase, but this year, over the last year and a half, charter school enrollment has seen a massive increase. Fox and Friends weekend host Pete Hegseth.
According to an analysis from the National Alliance for Public Charter Schools, during the 2020-2021 school year, charter school enrollment grew 7%, the largest increase in half a decade. Same for private schools. By comparison, district school enrollment dropped precipitously in every state. To be exact, 1.4 million students left their government-run school district.
Here's the question. Email address at WBOB.com or 904-831-0600. To whether or not you have put your child into a private school, charter school, or you have friends, I don't care. You don't have to own the product to talk about the product.
Right.
If you have the product, then you have more type of a credibility. But that's okay. I'm not slamming you if you don't. But what I'm saying is, if you don't have any kids that are, or they were already in charter school, but you have a friend of a friend at church or whatever that's moving their kids into charter school or private school, I'd love to hear from you. What is their issue? What is their main issue? For example, nearly half of a decade, we're seeing the largest enrollment into charter schools than we've seen, right?
Right.
Is it because of the COVID protocols? Okay. Yeah, put him on hold, would you, brother? Is it because of the COVID protocol? Is it because of the mask wearing, the vaccine? Is it because of the culture? Maybe you're not. Do you feel that the school's not doing a good enough job of educating your young one? Do you feel that the standardized assessment test has been too much, or maybe it's not strong enough? There's got to be a top-tier reason. I understand all of the above, and I would take all of the above. Is it discipline? Is it the culture? Roger, I mean, what do you think? I love the idea of more kids going to charter schools. What do you think is a top-tier issue if you had to pick one or two?
I think more than anything else, I think that the COVID problem,
I think you're right on,
opened
that
people's eyes to options that they probably realized they were there, but they were kind of off the radar. And then when they were told they can't go back to work because there's no place to put their kids, they started looking at different options. And then talk started happening amongst friends and say, hey, these are pretty good schools. And it just started a snowball effect. And I think that snowball is still growing.
Yeah. So for those of you listening, if you sent your child to a charter school, I'm just saying, you don't have to tell me where. I'm not going to embarrass you. What was your reasoning behind that? Or your reasoning of sending them to homeschool? I don't care. Or to private school?
Mm-hmm.
What was your reasoning behind that? And Roger may have the main answer, at least currently. And by the way, don't tell me it's critical race theory, because I'm not buying into that, okay? That's not an issue right now. This is critical race theory is like number 10.
From what I understand, yeah, critical race theory was not even being taught except in law school.
Yeah, well, that's true, but it's being proposed in certain other schools.
Right.
There's some elements, but
right,
what is the main reason why you are now taking your kid, young one, out of, again, school choice, whatever the school may be, what was your reasoning why? Because the charter school enrollment's going up. So we'll talk more about this coming up in just a little bit. Ed and Roger, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Slow traffic on 295 headed south. It's right between Monument and Alden Road, and you're going to add an extra 8 minutes. And light traffic on 95 headed north, right between Butler Boulevard and Emerson. Add an extra 7 minutes there. If you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 84. Right now it's 65 degrees.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
I've heard people say that we as Christians are called not to worry about tomorrow, just take care of today. Well, I think it becomes awfully difficult to be a good steward without planning and setting a path for our stewardship. I think Proverbs 15:22 talks about that. And I also think that we're called to plan and seek godly counsel in those plans. God often puts people in our lives or makes people available to us to help us in our stewardship, to be effective, efficient, and educated stewards for the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
At Underwoods, we know what it takes to be one of the South's most trusted jewelers. Our reputation was made by carrying the finest quality. I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and we're proud to bring Forevermark Diamonds to North Florida. Only 1% of the world's diamonds are eligible to become Forever Mark. They're the world's most carefully selected diamonds that you can be proud to give and wear forever. The Forever Mark icon invisibly inscribed on each diamond is proof of the Forever Mark promise that each diamond is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Their exceptional beauty is unleashed by the world's finest craftsmen using skill and artistry passed down by generations. Forevermark diamonds benefit the communities from which they're sourced and are individually cared for from the mine to her finger. Underwoods is Jacksonville's authorized Forevermark jeweler, so make the right decision and come by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Pontevedra.
Satisfy your comfort food desires at Hangar Bay Cafe, 2294 Mayport Road. From Florida's best fried chicken to ramen and more, Hangar Bay Cafe is open 7 days a week. Dine in or order online at hangarbaycafe.com for pickup or DoorDash delivery. Support your local veteran-owned restaurant through these challenging times. You're always welcome at Hangar Bay Cafe, 2294 Mayport Road. For pickup and DoorDash delivery, visit hangarbaycafe.com.
This is Paul Stassi, Executive Director of City Rescue Mission, and we're celebrating 75 years of making a difference in our community. With the original purpose of Soup, Soap, and Salvation, we have continued to expand our services to best fit the needs of those experiencing homelessness and hardships. We couldn't do this without the generosity of your time and donations. Because of you, we're able to continue our mission of offering hope, healing, and change through the love and compassion of Jesus Christ. So we thank you, and we look forward to what God will do through us together in the next 75 years. For more information and how you can help, visit crmjack.com.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. New education analysis shows more parents are choosing charter schools. Over the last year, it's become the biggest enrollment increase in a decade. On Thursday, Governor Ron DeSantis announced the state is buying 3,000 doses of a new monoclonal antibody treatment. The Biden administration made the decision last week to limit the number of treatments Florida and other states receive. And both sides of the gun debate will be watching closely as the U.S. Supreme Court takes up a gun rights case in their upcoming session.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Coming up on 816, good to have everybody with us. It's Ed Roger right here on Talk Radio, WBOB. Host of Your World, Neil Cavuto, says that the Democrat spending bill may or may not be, depending on the weekend, and I think this is like a storm coming, folks, because the 3.5, this is like a Category 5 hurricane.
That's serious.
But it could become a Category 2 or 3, which means it's not as strong, but it could still make landfall, which meaning is it may not be 3.5, but it could be 1.5, still putting millions on entitlements out there. Here's the latest. Here's Neil Cavuto. Here's the clip.
One of the things we are focusing on is the chaos that could still undo all of this in Washington because they're trying to move on a variety of fronts here and simultaneously, easier said than done. At issue is the planned vote on Monday, we were told, that would come for that bipartisan infrastructure package. But it's not quite that easy. And now Nancy Pelosi, in the last 24 hours, seems to have dialed that back, that view that this is a gimme for next Monday.
The man who knows what's going on, our good friend, Kevin Derby, is the editor of FloridaDaily.com. Kevin, this is almost like tracking the storm. It looks strong one day, then it looks like it's kind of weak the next day. So we got a 1.2 trillion infrastructure package. Then let me couple this together. We got a 3.5. The White House, I don't know if this was a scare tactic, I was telling everybody yesterday, there may be a government shutdown. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, look, I think Cavuto is being a little harsh there.
Okay.
I think the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill will go through. Everyone's talking about, well, the Democrat moderates. Pelosi can't get the Democratic moderates, like Stephanie Murphy down in Winter Park in the east part of Orlando, Seminole County. That's not the concern. The concern is going to be Republican moderates. And I can tell you right now, I've been talking to people on Capitol Hill with the Republican Governance Caucus. That used to be the old Wednesday group, Tuesday group, led by John Katko, a Republican from Syracuse, New York. That's a 24-member caucus. If more than half of them are on board, and I'm hearing they are, if that happens, that infrastructure bill is going through. That's how they're going to get it. And let me be very blunt about this. There's going to be a payoff for the Sunshine State. Why? Because the number two guy in that caucus is Mario Diaz-Balart, who represents right. part of Miami. He is the top Republican on the Transportation Appropriations Infrastructure Committee. If Pelosi gets his vote, you better believe there's going to be billions of infrastructure.
I'm with you on this. I think that's got a good shot at passing. I'm not a big fan of it. But now, talk to me about the 3.5, because this is, if there's a shutdown, that may be oversold. The problem is not among Republicans on this one. It's the liberal progressives.
Yeah, absolutely. That's where it's going to be. We'll see what happens. You know, they had their – it's an interesting dynamic, to put it mildly. Look, they got an easy win on the Iron Dome this week. They were able to, the progressives were able to shut it down in caucus, move that to the House floor, and it went the other way. This is very different. I think the progressives were able to flex their muscles here. The question is, can Biden in the White House whip them in line? We'll see what happens. I think it's going to be a lot of horse trading over the weekend. There'll be a lot of arm twisting. We'll see where it goes. And then even when that happens, can they get it to the Senate where Joe Manchin and then is looking to shut it down? It's going to be a very interesting vote. And look, I think a lot of Democrats have been saying, well, Susan Collins will flip on us. I don't think that's happening. You look at Susan Collins in recent weeks in the Senate, she is absolutely starting to drift over to the right again, whether it's on abortion, whether it's backing Paul LePage looking to run for governor. Susan Collins, I think, has always been, well, she'll speak with us at the end of the day. I'm not so sure. So if that's the case, expect a lot of money to head to Maine to get her vote.
Do you think it's possible? See, this is what makes me nervous. The 3.5, I think many people would agree with your analysis that it's not going anywhere. Is it possible, as I said, the storm may get a little softer, but it's still, you know, Category 2 can still do some damage. Do you think that this bill can get watered down before the end of next week?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it can be watered down. I think you can see money's coming to certain districts and certain states later in exchange for votes. Yeah, I think it's going to be a, what we're seeing now is nowhere near the finalized form. This thing is going to be in play for the next 2 weeks or so.
Kevin Derby is the editor of FloridaDaily.com. Here's the clip from Martha McCallum, host of The Story on Fox News. The latest Gallup poll, Biden's at 43%. And by the way, not a whole lot to do with Afghanistan. I think she's kind of come and gone. But a lot of it, he is being hurt in some of the issues I'm kind of curious on. But the main group that's hurting him is independents. It's dropped by almost 30-plus percent. Here's the clip.
President Biden taking a look at some very, very weak numbers. In his standing among independents, 61% support back in January is at 37 now. Which is obviously a huge drop, and it's south of where we have seen any prior president in that particular.
Is it? What do you think the drop? I don't think it's Afghanistan. Do you think the drop is the economy, mixed messages on COVID, the border? If you had to pick one or in an order, what would it be?
Yeah, I think it's COVID not going away is a big one. The economy is always part of it. The Afghanistan problems. And look, here's the thing with Biden. Biden is not Obama. He's not Trump. There is not a Biden wing of the Democratic Party. There just isn't. He is not a beloved political figure. He's kind of like the first Bush. Yeah, he was acceptable to the Democrats, but they don't love him. It's true. It is absolutely
true. That's pretty
good. The Reaganites accepted Bush, but they never loved him. And that's the position Biden's in. Look, Biden, there's a reason he ran twice for president before and failed to get out of New Hampshire, okay? He is not a compelling figure. The fact that he is, to be very blunt, kind of stuck in the White House, you don't see many interviews with him. You don't see him really rallying the troops that often. That's part of the problem. And, yeah, I think there's going to be political consequences. And the ground zero for that, Ed, is a race which should not have been competitive 2 months ago. Now it is. It's that Virginia gubernatorial contest. Terry McAuliffe should be a slam dunk here. And he is struggling right now against
Glenn
Youngkin, the Republican nominee. Yeah, I mean, the polls are now within the margin of error. Keep an eye on that one. Glenn Youngkin, yes, he has Trump's backing. He's not a Trumpite. He's a moderate Republican businessman. That will be a close race. I think the Democrats will probably pull it off just because of Virginia's demographics. But that if it's going to happen, that's where you keep your eye on it. You know, don't look at New Jersey. God knows, don't look at the New York gubernatorial race. Look at that Virginia gubernatorial race. It's going to be closer than people realize.
Yeah, I'm going to be looking at the redistricting. I know they met in Tallahassee this week, so it's what happens with that. So good analysis, man. You do a good job. I appreciate
it. Thank you,
Kevin and I, during the day and week when we're not talking issues in politics and articles, we're too busy talking about something. I'm trying to get Roger to hang out with us on professional wrestling.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Kevin and I have been to these events. We've gotten some of the smaller events, but some of the big names. I think Roger would be entertained going with us.
Absolutely. Look, I've said many times, I've been to many
Been to what?
been to many, many bad football games. I think we have one coming up Sunday. But I've always been entertained at professional wrestling. I will say that.
You know what? I wish I could see some professional wrestling in the stands. When the game is, I don't mean that'd be rude. All right. Kevin Derby, you know what that means. Anyway, Kevin Derby, editor for FloridaDaily.com. Good to have you on, bro.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Take care.
Yeah, the perfect. Actually, if you YouTube, actually you see him, people put him on their TikTok or Twitter. Mm-hmm. You'll see like professional wrestling because there's fights that are going on left and right.
I would imagine it's probably more real violence, out in the audience than there is inside the
I think it's all the alcohol.
Yeah.
Those people are, they're loaded up on the alcohol before the game. Hey, just want to remind you, coming up on October the 7th, Dr. David Jeremiah is going to be at the Vistar Arena.
Yes.
We got tickets at WBOB.com on that. And then coming up Friday, October the 8th, and Saturday, October the 9th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., is the American Freedom Tour. Dinesh D'Souza, Dan Bongino, Kayla McEnany. But the main one is going to be Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah.
So if you want tickets, you got to purchase them. Go to DuvalGOP.com. That's DuvalGOP.com. You can email me, ed@WBOB.com, and I'll send you information on that. So coming up on October the 8th, Friday, and Saturday, October the 9th. Coming up on 825 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Slow traffic on 295 headed south. It's right between Monument and Alden Road, and you're going to add an extra 8 minutes. And light traffic on 95 headed north, right between Butler Boulevard and Emerson. Add an extra 7 minutes there. If you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 84. Right now it's 65 degrees.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
This year marks the 64th anniversary for Boger Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville. In order for a family business to celebrate 64 years of serving their community, they must be doing something right. And that something is good old-fashioned customer service. Boger Shoes has filled the footwear needs of thousands of customers in Northeast Florida for over six decades and have a reputation of being the shoe store Jacksonville prefers if there's any type of podiatry issue. Boger specializes in orthopedic and diabetic shoes and offers custom inserts that are made in-house by prescription. And if there are no medical issues, Boger's is a great place to also shop for running, walking, dress, casual kids, and even baby shoes. Whether you need shoes that help with pain or just want comfortable, stylish footwear, stop by 1014 Park Street in Riverside, meet the staff, and check out Boger's great inventory. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
What if I told you you could save a baby's life for just $28? What's true? Preborn is a ministry doing just that with the help of people just like you by offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. $140 can do this for 5 girls and women. And a $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or 5 or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. Call 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-2229. Or give online preborn.org/radio.
Coming up next, there is a few members of the former Trump administration that's now being subpoenaed by the Democrat-controlled run January 6th committee. What did you guys know before what happened? I think you guys are interviewing the wrong guys, but that's just my take. And we'll talk about it coming up next. And Roger, Ron Davis as well, Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM, the conservative voice of Jacksonville, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Biden team says it is growing impatient with Iran, going so far as to suggest the nuclear deal with world powers could be in jeopardy. The CDC director giving a thumbs up to a booster shot for some of those who receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine, a third shot to be offered to those 65 and up, nursing home residents, and those 50 to 64 who have underlying health issues. About 3,000 people remain in that migrant camp under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas, just a few days ago. There were 15,000 Haitians in that camp. Steve Bannon, one of four former Trump associates subpoenaed by a House panel investigating the January 6th unrest at the U.S. Capitol. Dow futures are down 162 points. NASDAQ futures off 106. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Johnson. Governor Ron DeSantis weighing in on the continuing search for Brian Laundrie, saying the state is helping out and ready to do more to find the missing fiance of the late Gabby Petito.
We need justice in this case. This is somebody who, this beautiful young girl, and to just see her murdered like that, and we need answers 100%.
Alachua County Public Schools will follow the suit of Duval County Schools and not follow a new rule which allows parents to decide whether or not their child should quarantine after getting exposed to COVID. Congressman Charlie Crist calls the rule dangerous and reckless.
This is not about calling for lockdowns or closing down our economy. It's about implementing common sense measures to protect our children.
A lawsuit challenging the Episcopal School's classroom mask mandate has been dismissed. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
You're a facilities director. You're within budget. Life is good. Finally. Then that red light goes off on your pump station. Well, so much for the budget. Get a preventive maintenance program from the pump station pros. Call us. We can help. 904-249-8080. We're Consolidated Utilities, the pump station pros since 1948. 249-8080. That's 904-249-8080.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Slow traffic on 295 headed south. It's right between Monument and Alden Road, and you're going to add an extra 8 minutes. And light traffic on 95 headed north, right between Butler Boulevard and Emerson. Add an extra 7 minutes there. If you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 84. Right now it's 65 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A brand new Fox News poll shows that 65% favor keeping Roe v. Wade. With Democrats trying to reach a deal on some spending items, the White House Budget Office now tells federal agencies to start preparing for a possible government shutdown. And subpoenas are being issued to former Trump officials by the committee investigating the January 6th riots.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, it's 8:33. Good morning, and Roger, right here on Talk Radio WBOB, attorney and contributor to the show and legal analyst for FloridaDaily.com as well. Ron Davis is in the studio. So let me play for you the clip I find this as an interesting story. I think it's a complete waste of time. You guys know where me and Roger stand on this issue. January 6th was not an insurrection or was nothing to overtake the government, because if it was, it was the worst type of government planning I've ever seen to overtake. Anyway, the most powerful country in the world. Get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So anyway, but the riots did happen. They did not happen because it was black and Black Lives Matter. It was not Antifa. You had 500 plus idiots. Not all the Trump supporters were idiots, but these that caused this incident were a bunch of idiots. And yes, they should. You know what? Don't sit. If they were trespassing, let me be the judge. I think they need to do community service. They don't need to be going in jail for trespassing, but they need to be sent a message as well. Having said this, we know that the January 6th, at least to me, the January 6th committee is a complete joke. This is nothing more than because the Democrats are going to need a lifeline, because according to the polls, they may end up getting hurt next year, at least in the House and possibly in the U.S. Senate. Now the committee to investigate that's investigating the January 6th riots is now issued subpoenas for several Trump former administration officials. Here's the latest from Fox News.
Former Trump administration officials issued subpoenas to appear before the committee investigating the January 6 riot.
Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has been issued a subpoena by the House Select Committee investigating January 6th. Former Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, former Defense Department official Kash Patel, and former White House advisor Stephen Bannon are also being instructed to produce materials and appear at depositions next month. Committee members have indicated they want to know more about meetings with former President Trump in the days leading up to the violent Capitol breach that disrupted the counting of the Electoral College. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All right, Roger, you ready for an Area 51 conspiracy?
I'm ready.
That I may be correct. They want to do this because let me set this up.
All right.
You want to do an investigation. You investigate the people that planned this that were on Parler, Facebook, and Twitter. That's where the investigation should go on.
Okay.
Ron, here's a good conspiracy. I think they want to do this because they want to know what the conversations were. Had nothing to do with the proposed, you know, it was more about the Save the Steel rally. Did Trump really think that Pence wasn't going to do this and everything? I think that's where I want to go, because unfortunately, every time Trump gets in front of a crowd, he keeps reissuing this whole thing about the 2020 election. No offense, he's doing the Hillary Clinton thing. And it got old with the Democrats. It's going to get old with the Republicans, I think. They want to do it to embarrass President Trump. We know where you want to go. You want to look at some of the idiots that planned this riot. It wasn't Trump, okay? I think this is more of, hey, what did the president say about the results? Because this is what, quote, led to the, quote, insurrection. Am I right or wrong on that? What do you think?
No, I think that could be partially. It's clear that it was not an insurrection. It was a protest gone
right.
bad. What's sad about this whole thing is, how is this more newsworthy than Sussman being arrested last week?
The former Clinton attorney.
I mean, that's the real news story in all this. And you know, now we're going back to what, January 6th again? You're right. I guess they're hoping against hope that maybe there's a conversation Trump had with somebody that may link him to some of these people planning. But you and I both know that's not going to happen. It's a story that sells well to their base. It's a story that CNN and MSNBC still want to put out.
And they get to
appear on the shows. So as long as they get to appear on those shows and talk this up like Russian collusion, they're going to keep doing it.
From what I've been hearing, it's possible that the people that have got the subpoenas were actually with Trump during the whole craziness that were going on. And they're probably going to ask him what kind of conversations were going on.
Well, that's what I'm alluding to.
That involved Trump, yes.
But I think it's going to be more about, hey, did Trump feel that the election was stolen from him? Mm-hmm. And then what was... Because I still, to this day, I mean, knowing how the Constitution works, knowing how things are out there, to this day, I still question going, okay, if this was a farewell rally, I get it. But they honestly thought that Mike Pence was going to be able to overturn this. See, that's the question I want to know. What were you people thinking? That was my question.
I mean, I
sound like the liberal left. I'm sorry, but still.
And Ed, there's still people up until like 3 weeks ago were swearing up and down that Trump was going to be reinstated in August.
Oh, there's a new one. Lindell's come out and says the Supreme Court's going to probably hear it by November.
Hear what? There's nothing to hear.
I know.
There's nothing up before the Supreme Court.
Think about it. Lindell really believes that.
I know.
Yeah.
Lindell's been watching too many Matrix movies. I like the guy, too.
He's got a cult following. And I think sometimes when you have the following that he's got, mm-hmm. you feed off of that.
So let us go back. Another issue that we've talked about, charter schools. I want to bring this issue up. Your children, does one go to a charter school?
They both went to charter
schools. Okay, both. Oh, so let me play for you the clip. Fox and Friends weekend host Pete Hegseth. Charter school numbers are the largest increase they've seen in half a decade. Here's the clip, because I want to know the answer why, but I think there are many answers here.
According to an analysis from the National Alliance for Public Charter Schools, during the 2020-2021 school year, charter school enrollment grew 7%, the largest increase in half a decade. Same for private schools. By comparison, district school enrollment dropped precipitously in every state. To be exact, 1.4 million students left their government-run school district.
I think the answer is a duh, Ed. We know what the answer is. But having said this, I think the main reason why that we're seeing this is because of the COVID protocols. I don't think it's critical race theory. I wonder what also may be implicated, or I shouldn't say implicated, but what also would be under that COVID. It could be something else. Is it, hey, we don't like the standardized assessment test that's going on. We don't like the culture, the discipline. I think Roger's correct. If I had to pick the biggest issue why parents are sending their kids to charter schools, is it because of COVID protocols, or are they not also following COVID protocols?
I can tell you why I send my kids. And it's because at charter schools, the kids there are thinking about going to college.
Okay.
I want my kids around other kids that their next goal in life is going to college. Okay. You go to a general public school where some of the graduation rates are at 50%. You know, 60-50%.
Learn a trade.
They're not thinking about going to college. They're you know, what's the first fast food job I can get into? Am I going to go work in construction? Not that there's anything wrong with that, mm-hmm. but I want my kids to be around people that the next step is not the end of a career.
Now, how long have your kids been going to charter schools? Because I think Ed was really asking more than anything else, why the sudden increase? Why the drastic increase recently?
The second reason mm-hmm. that I sent the kids is it's just less politics. They're still mm-hmm. public schools. At the end right. of the day, it's still in the public school system. But you don't have the politics, the far left politics in the school. And I think some of
the social engineering attempts and that kind of
and
thing.
And I think what you're seeing in the charter schools is you're seeing less rigid adherence to the whole we're buying into this. You know, mm-hmm. you don't feel like you're part of the school union at a charter school. You don't feel like the school union mm-hmm. and the board of the Duval County Board of Education is directing. You feel more like it's teacher oriented. They're more involved with the kids. Mm-hmm. I know I get more contact with my kids through charter schools from the teachers than I did at public school.
If you had the option of the full-blown private school where tuition has to be paid, but that was being funded through taxpayer dollars, would you look at that, or are you happy with the charter schools?
I'm happy with the charter schools, but man, sure. If the government would subsidize part of a Bishop Kenny mm-hmm. tuition, sure, I would more seriously consider that than I would even the charter school.
Yeah, I love the idea of school choice. I think it's, I don't know why conservatives don't make this as a top tier issue. This
but you
is
know
a
why?
Win-win, and I just don't get it.
But you know why? Because a lot of conservatives make the effort to make that happen anyway.
Make
right?
what happen?
To make your kids go to a different, a better school. You know, if they can't afford it, they work hard at trying to get tuition assistance. I just think conservatives have a different mindset. They're also more involved with their kids' school.
There's also an argument that they kind of want, you know, this not to get too popular because
exactly.
then it won't be.
Exactly.
It won't have that special uniqueness.
But, you know, I think
the numbers have changed, but if you look at polling that goes back to the late 1990s when Jeb Bush came in, did a tremendous job with school accountability coupling with charter schools, there were numbers, you can Google this, it's just a Gallup poll, where it was only like 43% of Republicans wanted the option of school choice, mm-hmm. and this is going to sound like it's going to sound bad, but it's not. It wasn't a racist thing, because some people wanted to do that. It was because, let's be honest, sometimes the worst kids that went to a private school were the worst kids that couldn't make it in a public school, right, Rod?
Yeah, they get expelled. Right. They weren't allowed right. to come
That's right.
back.
And many of those parents didn't want that mm-hmm. into the area where their kids. I get it. Because everybody thought it was a race issue. I'm like, well, wait a second. I went to private school, and you want to know something? I went to public and private. I've told this to Roger 1,000 times. The worst kids, I'm sorry, this is a stereotype, and it's not true. We're not in the black community. There were white, wealthy, privileged kids that were the worst kids that we went to private school with. the worst kids because they felt everything was given to them. The mom and dad would give them a car. They could leave anytime they want. They'd meet their girl. I mean, I'm talking 16 and 17. They would meet their girlfriend off campus during school hours. It was that's who the worst kids were, the wealthy kids. I'm just telling you. Rod, did you go to private school?
I went to private school for a bit, but this is in the islands where the majority of the population is minority anyway.
Yeah.
Went to the same school that basketball player Tim Duncan graduated
from.
But we were there at different times, yeah.
So anyway, so had to throw that one in. But anyway, here's another clip I want to play for the Supreme Court. There's a big story on Roe versus Wade, a brand new Fox poll. 65% support keeping Roe versus Wade. You ready for this, Ron? According to the poll, 77% Democrats. So that's, you know, that number's up higher. 64% of independents support Roe versus Wade. White Catholics, 72%. White evangelicals, 49%. But here's the one. 53% of the Republicans support keeping Roe versus Wade. No legalese. You can't get this in too deep in the woods with those out there. They want to keep abortion as it is. And to me, when I saw 53% of Republicans, I was stunned to hear that.
Well, I think that the reason why you're seeing that is there's a better understanding of what Roe versus Wade really said. Okay,
That's too deep. I'm telling
it's
you,
it's not
voters,
too deep.
Yes, it is. Voters do not follow this.
No, they do. The Republic for decades, the only issue that was discussed in the context of Roe versus Wade was the woman's choice. It wasn't. There was two things. It was a weighing balance. When does the women's right to choose get outweighed by the child's life? That's how they reached the viability. That was the whole Roe versus Wade synopsis.
Okay.
But we've always been told through the media it was a woman's choice. We're hearing more and more Republicans becoming more educated on the issue. They're hearing more and more that Roe versus Wade is actually its viability. Okay. Well, you're more comfortable with Roe versus Wade you're more comfortable with Roe versus Wade now when you understand its point of viability.
Nobody's following that, Ron.
They are. You even played a clip today about it. The Republican Party is becoming.
No, here's the clip. Shannon Bream says what the court is going to focus on is, and I understand with modern technology, is because of the viability issue. Here's the clip.
And I think it doesn't mean that abortion in this country would go away, access to abortion. I do think there could be more limits. I think now we're having these different conversations because viability is changing. I mean, science and technology and medicine is making it so that babies as early as 21 weeks into a...
The courts are looking at this, but not everybody, unfortunately, the voting population sees it that way.
You know, and it could also be that they're just getting acclimated. What I'd like to see is... I'm a little disadvantaged because I haven't seen the poll. I'd like to know the question because I'm pretty comfortable that if they said, do you support abortion... I'm pretty comfortable 70-some percent of Catholics are not going to say yes, and 53% of Republicans.
No, they broke it down.
Nuanced questions that they interpreted.
So if the poll doesn't go the way you want it, then we have to ask and then
the question. You're accepting conclusion that 53% of Republicans support abortion. That's not what it is. They may support Roe versus Wade. I'm just offering to you my analysis. There's been a better discussion of what Roe versus Wade really is.
That is a minute population that can break it down. The bottom line is when you hear Roe versus Wade, I think of abortion. And you and I and Roger are very educated on this issue because we've covered it for years. Here's the other one. 49% think that it should be legal in all cases or most cases except with maybe rape or incest. And so I don't disgrudge those polls. Maybe some people can sit back and say, you know what? It doesn't have an effect on me. I'm not worried about it. I'm going to answer that way. I get that. But maybe they see it as a real challenge. I'll give you a real quick example because I got to go to break. This $3.5 trillion spending package, most people follow it. Most people don't. But when you hear it coming in the next couple of days, if they've got the votes, guess what? People start paying attention. It's like a hurricane. They always don't pay attention to the day the storm is on them. I'm not arguing with you on measure. I'm just saying this, and I keep relating this to everybody. When we think of these issues, many of us think at a level 10. The average voter, unfortunately, thinks on around a 5.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting.
On a Yahoo, whatever was on Yahoo.com's webpage that morning.
Yahoo or Twitter.
You know, headlines, you know, they don't... I get that. But I do think there's been so many discussions over the past decade about... Or the last three decades on Roe versus Wade. I think that the average voter out there understands that it's not just abortion.
Yes and no, but the only get educated, I think where they really get educated is when a state decides to talk about viability or parental consent, then they start following that as well. So
I'll tell you the one thing that drives me nuts about the Roe versus Wade and Republicans is how rigid some Republicans are on the idea of the absolute right. And it wasn't granted. There was not an absolute right of abortion granted, but there's such a fixation on this.
I know. Well, the liberal left talks about a right in the 14th Amendment. I'm just telling you, I understand where you're coming from. Unfortunately, most voters don't see it that way. So that's where the education problem. But the question is how do you do it in a soundbite on when you send out a mailer? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, all right. More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Slow traffic on 295 headed south. It's right between Monument and Alden Road, and you're going to add an extra 8 minutes. And light traffic on 95 headed north, right between Butler Boulevard and Emerson. Add an extra 7 minutes there. If you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 84. Right now it's 65 degrees.
Florida's economy depends on restoring America's Everglades. Everglades restoration will not only improve our environment, it will create 65,000 new infrastructure jobs and support hundreds of thousands of jobs tied to the real estate, recreation, and tourism industries. Let's invest in our future. Restore America's Everglades. Create jobs. Learn more at evergladesfoundation.org.
The American Freedom Tour is coming to Jacksonville. I'm Dean Black, chairman of the Republican Party of Duval County, and it's time for Republicans to get motivated and defend freedom. For two historic days, Friday and Saturday, October 8th and 9th, the American Freedom Tour will be in Jacksonville. Come see Donald Trump Jr.
Joe Biden's entire economic platform seems designed to crush the working man and woman. Biden has promised to take that money back out of your pocket and keep it in the swamp.
Kaylee McEnany.
64% of the nation are concerned that the growing criticism of America's police will lead to a shortage of police officers. That will harm all Americans. It's an untenable principle, and that's a really unacceptable proposition.
Dan Bongino, Dinesh D'Souza, and many, many more. Get your tickets now at DuvalGOP.com. This is an historic Republican event. You don't want to miss it. Go to DuvalGOP.com. I will see you there.
So sticky. At Hannah's Organic Honey, business may be sweet, but they need an e-commerce queen bee to lead the hive.
Okay, these jars are going to Jakarta. Oh, wait a minute. Does that say Jackson?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Sunday! 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 It's the savings event of the season. Progressive's Home and Auto Bundle Extravafesta Save-A-Thon. Your chance to save big by bundling your home and auto insurance. But only this Sunday! 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 Unless you're busy, in which case you can bundle Tuesday! Tuesday!
Tuesday!
Or if you already have dinner plans, then try
Friday!
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 But if the week gets away from you, you can just wait till next Sunday!
Sunday!
Sunday! Because Progressive's Home and Auto Bundle Extravafesta Save-A-Thon isn't going anywhere! Anywhere! Anywhere!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Are you worried about working till you drop, losing your job, or not being able to retire? Lifestyles Unlimited members learn how to leave those worries behind. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show and discover life-changing information, like the principles we use to provide for our families and run our businesses, why you should have real estate in your portfolio, 5 ways real estate makes you money, and a whole lot more.
Weeknights at 9 on WBOB, AM 600 and FM 101.1. The Answer.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. On Thursday, Governor Ron DeSantis announced the state is buying 3,000 doses of a new monoclonal antibody treatment. The Biden administration made the decision last week to limit the number of treatments Florida and other states receive. Both sides of the gun debate will be watching closely as the U.S. Supreme Court takes up a guns rights case this coming session. And new education analysis shows more parents are choosing charter schools over the last year. It's become the biggest enrollment increase in a decade.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB
by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
Don't ever be fooled by communists. Their ideology always trumps policy. It has since Marx, Lenin, Stalin, and Mao, and it is today with Chinese President Xi Jinping. While increasing private enterprise has boosted the Chinese economy, with American help, I might add, President Xi has reverted to a campaign against it. Millions have been lifted out of poverty in China after economic reforms were instituted four decades ago following Mao's death. Perhaps Xi fears that additional prosperity will bring new demands and demonstrations for freedom, as we've seen in Hong Kong. A Wall Street Journal article gets to the heart of the problem for the Chinese Communist Party. Quote, in Mr. Xi's opinion, private capital has been allowed to run amok, menacing the party's legitimacy, unquote. And there you have it. Results don't matter. Only the party and its control over the lives of its citizens matters. If you think this bears too close a resemblance to what's happening in America right now, you'd not be far off. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Whether you know it or not, we're under attack. Being a conservative, God-fearing American is wrong. Holding traditional values is dangerous. Not here. AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB is the conservative voice of Jacksonville. Spend a week with us. You'll feel more encouraged. You'll feel more at home. You'll feel among friends. Things might actually start making sense again. You're welcome here. The conservative voice of Jacksonville, WBOB.
The Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Just want to remind everybody, Dr. David Jeremiah from Turning Point. You can get tickets at Vistar Arena. He's going to be there October the 7th on a Thursday night. Just go to WBOB.com and get your tickets there.
And they're free.
Yep. And then the American Freedom Tour, this is not free.
No.
Friday, October the 8th, Saturday, October the 9th, from 9 to 5 at the Prime Osborne Center. You can go and hear Donald Trump Jr., Dinesh D'Souza, Dan Bongino, and Kayleigh McEnany. If you want tickets, go to DuvalGOP.com. You can email me, ed@WBOB.com. I'll email you the information, ed@WBOB.com. Or again, get your tickets at DuvalGOP.com. Again, that's DuvalGOP.com. They range from $47 to $4,000. I understand Sheriff David Clark. That's really the guy I want to meet.
Okay.
I'm like, how come he didn't stick it more rough enough to Don Lemon? You watch that. It was pretty good. So anyway, but all right. So I've just got that again, DuvalGOP.com. You can always email me throughout the day, ed@WBOB.com. Podcast comes up later this morning. We're going to break it down a little bit by these abortion poll numbers out there. Shocked to see that 53% of Republicans in this latest Fox News poll support keeping Roe versus Wade. interesting on these numbers and breaking it down. So watch out for the weekend, folks, to see what happens in the Democrats about this $3.5 trillion spending package and the $1.2 infrastructure bill. They've got to get it going by the end of next week because of the... Now, the infrastructure one may can wait, but they're trying to get it as part of a budget resolution. So this is going to be interesting to see where all of this goes.
But will Alexandria Cortez allow it to go through? That's the question.
Well, if Pelosi's the one that can allow it. The question is, did they have enough votes to maybe stop it?
That's exactly.
You may be right.
Go through.
On certain reconciliation moves. So we're going to be watching this. Maybe entertaining week, and I'll have to look at my phone as I'm in the deer stand this weekend. So anyway, hey, thanks for everything. Ron Davis, good to see you. AttorneyRonDavis.com. He'll be part of our podcast coming up in just a little bit. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, thankful to God for the show. All of you that tune in, we'll be ready to go coming up Monday morning. Next week is October the 1st. Wow. All right. September. We'll be ready to go coming up on Monday. Ed and Roger, Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruit Cove, the conservative voice of Jacksonville.